Now, this morning I want us to look at that passage of Scripture which Mark has kindly read. And it reminds us in this passage of Scripture the time when the Lord took Peter, James and John up this particular mountain. Now, it was quite an experience for these three disciples to be taken up this mountain, the Mount of Transfiguration. And here they were with the Lord Jesus Christ, when suddenly a great light appeared. But not only was Peter, James and John up the mountain with the Lord at this time, but two other characters, well-known characters, both to ourselves, I'm sure, this morning, and to children, Moses and Elias, or if you like, his Old Testament name, Elijah. Moses and Elijah. Now what a sight for these three disciples to see them appearing. And not only did they appear also on the Mount of Transfiguration, they were there having a discussion with the Lord himself. Now Luke's Gospel tells us what that discussion was. Were they discussing about the glory of heaven? Such a wonderful place. And what heaven is like? Were they discussing about the servants of the Lord, the holy angels? No, they were not. They could have done, but they weren't on this occasion. Now, why was it that the Lord took Moses and Elijah and appeared with him on the Mount of Transfiguration? Why was it that these two were chosen at this time to stand with the Lord on this tremendous mountain? When the Lord could quite easily have had Joshua, or Caleb, or Jacob, or Isaac, or Abraham. We'll be hearing more about Abraham this afternoon. Abraham. Why wasn't that the Lord chose any of these two people? But no, he chose Moses and Elijah. Moses represented the Old Testament law. Elijah represented the Old Testament prophets. And the Lord could have chosen any of the other prophets to appear with him on that mountain, but he didn't. He chose Moses and he chose Elijah. Now, when Moses was on this earth, we know, I'm sure, that he was the one who led the people out of Egypt, out of bondage, and through the desert and through the wilderness. But Moses had a hard time with the people. They were a hard, stiff-necked people. They were forever moaning and groaning against Moses. But Moses was chosen by God to lead God's people out of bondage in Egypt. But the people moaned time and time again against the Lord's servant. And so Moses had a hard time. He didn't have an easy time, but Moses knew that the Lord was with him. Now this voice appeared, and it said this about Jesus to the three disciples that were up that mountain. "This is my beloved Son. Hear him. Hear him. Hear him." But this wasn't the first time that Moses heard the voice of God. You remember the burning bush? Moses was intrigued about this bush. It seemed to burn, and yet it never burnt. And he got closer and closer to see this wonderful sight. And he only got so close when he had to stop. And the Lord spoke to Moses and said, "Moses, Moses, take your sandals from off your feet, for the ground whereon you stand is holy ground. Holy ground. Moses, I am the God of your father Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Listen to what I'm going to say to you now. The cry of my people have come up to me. I'm going to send you back down into Egypt to say unto Pharaoh, let my people go." And we haven't got time to go into Pharaoh this morning. I wish we did, but we don't. "Let my people go." So this is not the first time that Moses, when he was up the Mount of Transfiguration with the Lord, this is not the first time that he heard the Lord speaking to him. There was another occasion in Moses' life when the people needed water to drink. And the Lord said unto Moses, "Moses, speak unto the rock, this particular rock, and water will come flowing out of it." But Moses almost had enough of the people's groaning and moaning against him, and he became so angry that he smote the rock about 3 times. And Moses heard the voice of God saying to him, "Moses, why didn't you do what I told you to do? Moses, why did you disobey me? Why? You have sinned against me by doing what you have just done." And the people made Moses to sin against a holy and a righteous God. The one who is from all eternity to all eternity. Had no beginning, no ending. And because of what Moses done on that occasion, the Lord said, "You will no longer lead my people in to the land which I have promised to give to them because of this great sin which you have committed." See, Moses on that occasion listened to the people instead of listening to the voice of God. This is the Moses. It's in the Mount of Transfiguration. This is this wonderful character who appears with the Lord on this mountain. Now Moses, of course, heard the voice of God quite a number of times in the Old Testament. He went up the Mount Sinai to receive the 10 commandments from the Lord. And the Lord spoke to him and said to him, Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not murder, and so on and so on. Thou shalt not lie. So Moses on Mount Sinai heard the voice of God. God spoke to him. What a tremendous thing. Imagine God speaking. But an audible voice today to any of us here this morning. He spoke to Moses. And then another occasion when the Lord was with Moses, we find that Moses' face shone as the brightness of the noonday sun. His face shone so that when he came down this time from the mountain, the people couldn't even look on Moses' face. They became afraid. Moses wished not that his face shone. Why did it shine? Because he was in the presence of God. He reflected God's glory in his face. So he had to cover it when he appeared before the nation of Israel. And when he went into the presence of God, he took the cover off. That he reflected the glory of God, or something of the glory of God. This is the Moses that appears with the Lord on the Mount of Transfiguration. Now, let's forget Moses for a minute. Let's look at Elijah. That great prophet Elijah, who challenged the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel. And he won the battle, so to speak. And these prophets belonged to Jezebel, that evil, wicked woman, Satan personified in the flesh, is one way of looking at Jezebel. She was evil. She was wicked. She tried to destroy the people's God, Israel's God. But she couldn't do it. It was a total and utter impossibility. But Elijah, shortly after he challenged the prophets of Baal, and he succeeded. The prophets of Baal were taken to the top of the hill and thrown off. But Elijah fled from Jezebel. Elijah, this great prophet whom the Lord was using, fled from this woman. And he said, Lord, let me die. Let me die. It's a good job the Lord doesn't sometimes take us at our word. Elijah said, let me die, Lord. But the Lord wouldn't take him at that particular time. Eventually, the Lord did take him. Elisha saw Elijah going up to heaven in a chariot of fire. Here's a point this morning. Where was Elijah's body? Where was Elijah's body? He was taken up to heaven in a chariot of fire. Now Moses, as I said, because of that sin of smiting that rock, was not allowed to lead the children of Israel into the promised land. That's what sin did in Moses' life. God cannot look upon sin in any shape or form. In any shape or form. God Our God is a holy God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. He changes not. Moses was taken up another mountain. The Lord allowed him and took him up this mountain to see the promised land as far as his eye could see, north, south, east, and west. And Moses died. Who buried him? Well, God buried him. Imagine God being your undertaker. God buried him up in that mountain. And nobody knew where Moses was buried, even till this day. But the Lord had another servant who was going to take the people across into the promised land. And this servant of the Lord was a slave in Egypt as well. But he was not only a slave, he became a great soldier. He became a great statesman. And he loved the Lord with every part of his being. And that person, of course, was none other than Joshua himself. This young man, chosen by God to lead the Lord's people into the promised land. Why didn't he appear on the Mount of Transfiguration? Or one of the other heroes of faith in Hebrews chapter 11. No. It was the Lord's sovereign will that it should only be Moses and Elijah. The law and the prophets. Now the disciples heard this voice, the voice of God. What was it the disciples wanted to do? Oh Lord, they said, let us make three tabernacles, one for Moses, one for Elijah, and one for yourself. No, says the Lord. And when they looked up and this bright cloud overshadowed them, they saw Moses and Elijah no more. And they heard the voice saying, this is my beloved son. Hear him. Never mind Moses and Elijah. Hear him. He's my beloved son. The one who came into the world to suffer, to bleed, to die on the cross at Calvary for sinners. And unless a person puts their complete trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and believe and died that he bled and died for your sin, you'll go to hell. You'll go to hell. Hades. No mistake about it. And if you're hearing the voice of God through the reading of his word and through the message this morning, listen, listen. This is my beloved son. Hear him. Hear him. Hear him. And the disciples saw Moses and Elijah no more. Only the Lord. Hear him. Why? Because you see, the Lord Jesus Christ not only reflected the glory of God to the disciples, he was God. He is God. He's from everlasting to everlasting. And if you believe there's a God, or if you don't believe there's a God, and if you don't believe there's a God, no God, then you're a fool. You're a fool. That's not my words. That's the word of God himself. In Psalm 14 it says, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. There is no God. The rich man who knocked down his barns and built up bigger ranch and said to his soul, take your ease. Take your ease. Thou fool, said the Lord. This night thy soul shall be required of thee. And it was. God is true to his word. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, his Son. You're either in one camp or the other. You can't have one foot in one camp and one foot in the other camp. This is my beloved Son. Hear him. Hear him. And if there's anyone here who doesn't know and love the Lord Jesus Christ as their own personal Savior, listen to what God is saying in his word. Hear him and put your trust in him for all eternity. Now, those verses that were read to us this morning, Peter, James, and John became afraid when they heard this voice. When they heard this voice, they cast themselves to the ground. This is my Son. Hear him. Hear him. What was Moses and Elijah and the Lord talking about? Well, Luke chapter 9 tells us. They were talking, the Lord was talking about his death. His death. Weren't talking about glory. Weren't talking about anything else. He was talking about his death, which was going to shortly come to pass. He was going to suffer, to bleed, to die on the cross at Calvary for sinners. For sinners. And the Lord said to his disciples when he came and touched them and said, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. And he also said, do not tell anyone what you have seen up this mountain. Don't mention Moses. Don't mention Elijah. Don't mention this voice. Until I have gone to the cross at Calvary and suffered and bled and died at the hands of cruel and wicked men, until I have risen from the dead and have gone back to share in that glory which I had with the Father before the world began. Don't breathe a word of it to anyone. Now, this is a strange thing. The disciples couldn't grasp the Lord's death. They couldn't take it in. Thou shalt never die, said Peter on one occasion. Be it far from thee. Thou shalt not die. Get thee behind me, Satan, said the Lord to his disciple Peter. Get thee behind me, Satan. You see, the Lord knew it was the devil himself who was behind him. There was another occasion when the Lord said to his disciples, who do people say that I am? Well, some says thou art Elijah, come back from the dead. Thou art one of the other prophets. Yes, but who do you say that I am? Thou art the Christ, said Peter, the Son of the living God. Well done, Peter. Well done. Flesh and blood has not made you reveal this unto you. But my Father, who is in heaven. And then shortly after that, be it far from thee, Lord. Thou shalt not die. Thou shalt not go to a cross. Thou shalt not be tortured by wicked men. Oh, yes, I will, Peter. I will. Thank God, after the Lord Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died for sinners on the cross at Calvary, he did rise again. Because if he only died and didn't rise again, we would still be in our sins. We would have no hope in this world, and we would have no hope for eternity. But he did. And the disciples, finally, the penny dropped, if you like, in the slot machine. And they saw it all clearly. All clearly. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. Hear him. And I implore you, if you do not know and love the Lord Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior, if you haven't got an assurance that you're going to heaven when you die to be with the Lord Jesus Christ in glory, I implore you this morning to listen to the Word of God. Hear him. Hear him. And may God grant you to hear him. Amen.